It's a real delight for me and my dear friend, Pastor Tony Scott, to be joining you. Tony is the only guest, and I guess if I go back in history, there's been others. My dad has been on, Brother Lowry. But in the past couple of years, he's the only guest that we have on Manifest. And here's the reason why. Because he absolutely, throughout my entire life, I've known him since I was 18 years of age, he hears from the Lord. He has an ear to hear. And the biggest thing is hearing in season. What is the Lord saying at this moment to the church? He always has a kingdom message, not a church message, but it's called a kingdom message, which Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom would be preached at the time of the end. And the Lord gave him a revelation. And I hope you saw last week's program, but if you did not, you must watch this in its entirety. This revelation could change the course of the Western Church in Canada and America for a positive direction of really doing the work that God has called us to do at the time of the end. And if we don't do what he's about to tell you, we're going to fall short of what God is able to do through us unless we obey him in this area. And I'm going to just say welcome, as always, Tony. Your friendship has meant so much to me over the years, but thank you for just being here and bringing this message to everybody that needs to hear this.
Perry, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and share. And one of my dearest friends on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Our families have been very close. My granddaughter and your daughter, Amanda.
They're twins.
Amanda and Olivia.
Connected at the hip, man.
They love each other. Yes. And just support each other in prayer. And I had this message hit my spirit one morning in prayer just about 6 months ago. Came to the end of my prayer time, just sitting in the presence of God, and I heard these words: "We, His people." And I didn't associate it with the Constitution at the moment. But then, as I sat there and thought, that's in the Constitution: "We, His people, we the people." But God was saying, "We, His people," and He spoke to me about a nationwide prayer ministry movement. And I researched it, and I was shocked to find out, and in the history of this nation, there has never been a daily prayer movement for this nation since its very beginning. There was for a few years, maybe a couple of decades, but then it faded off. No one's ever tried it since then. Why? Because there's so many divisions. We have denominational differences and doctrinal differences, and so we don't come together as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not here to tear down anybody's doctrine. I'm not telling you have to lay your doctrine aside. But I tell you what we can do. We can come together at the cross of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We can come together around the message of Jesus Christ. We can look at the red letter teachings of Jesus Christ, what he spoke from his mouth, which formed the constitution of the kingdom of the Almighty God. He said, if you'll live by these teachings, you'll live your highest life. Did you know if you were an atheist, you were an agnostic, if you didn't believe God exists, Jesus exists, if you didn't believe in the Bible, and you took the red letter teachings of Jesus and applied them to your life and made the effort to live them, to the degree that you live by them, you could live your best life outside of being a Christian. That's an absolute fact. The teachings of Jesus Christ. Okay. So he said, I want you to gather people across this nation who believe in Jesus Christ. And I want you to pray. And I want you to have a website. I want people to go there and see what the legislative agenda is going on in the Congress. What's the Senate doing? What's the House doing? I want you to put the details of the bills on there daily. I want you to put who sponsored it. I want you to put why they're trying to pass this law. Are we for it or should we be against it? Here are the people that you need to call. Here are the numbers that you need to call. Then you'll be able to push a button and go to your state. And you can find out what the legislative agenda is in your state. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because after November 5th, 2024, I can tell you for sure, all we did was get an open door. We got an open door. Thank God for the open door. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Christian. But I'm telling you, a door is open. Yes. Well, here's what I need you to understand. When God sent the children of Israel into the land of promise, they would have a battle, and then they would occupy the territory. We had a battle, and now we've got to occupy. We came through the door, now we got to occupy the territory. So how do we do that? We join together and we pray. I just believe with all of my heart that you are going to see the greatest move of God our nation perhaps has ever seen. It's already started. God is judging. When God starts judging, you can rest assured a great movement of the Spirit is coming. Now, let me give an example of this. So in Matthew chapter 3, Jesus Christ is literally going into the wilderness for what? To be filled with the Spirit? Well, not yet. He's going to be tested. He's going to be tried. He's going to spend 40 days and 40 nights there. The enemy is going to come and tempt him at the end of that 40 days when he's weakened in his flesh, his body. And the enemy is going to tempt him. And here's what I need you to understand. When Jesus Christ was baptized by John, before he went to that wilderness experience, the Heavenly Father spoke. And this is what he said, John, Matthew chapter 3, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Well, when you go over to Luke chapter 4 and verse 14, the Bible said when he came out of that wilderness experience, he came out with a fire of God. He came out with a miracle working ministry. He came out full of the Holy Spirit, and he was able to raise the dead. So let me give it to you real clear. Here's the enemy's attacks. You want to know what the enemy is attacking? You want to know where the enemy is going to attack? Let me tell you right now. I can tell you for sure. He's going to attack the Word of God. He did there. He came to Jesus in the wilderness. He said, "If you be the Son of God," well, how in the world could there be any doubt since God's already spoken from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." But he still came at Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." Now let's come to the day when he's baptized and that power of God comes on him and the Holy Spirit comes out of that wilderness experience and he begins to enter in and he begins to cast out demons. He begins to open blinded eyes. He begins to unstop deaf ears. He begins to raise the dead back to life. Here's what I'm trying to get across to you. The Word of God is going to be attacked that God has given to you. And the work of God is going to be attacked. Mm. Only two attacks in the Bible from hell.
Wow.
That is the only two things. In the garden, what did he attack? The Word of God. What's he attacking today? The work of God. Mm-hmm. My dear friend Perry, I've watched him over the last 5 years go through some of the worst situations that I've ever seen a minister go through. I've been there with him. I prayed with him through this. You know why? Because I know who he is. And I know how he lives. And I know Pam. And I know how she lives. And I know Jonathan and Amanda. And I know Amanda's prayer life and her faith in God.
Yes, sir.
And I've watched Perry go through this. And I've held his hand through it and multiplied thousands of you have joined us. I got news for you. There is going to be a battle in our lives. But there is a breakthrough coming.
Praise God.
There is a battle and then there's a breakthrough. Mm. And when you're in the battle, you got to be looking for the breakthrough and you got to be expecting the breakthrough. Ooh. And when the breakthrough comes and you're shouting on the mountain, you got to remember there is a battle that's going to come, but God is going to move by the power of His Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
And I've told Perry all along this journey of 5 years, a breakthrough like you can't imagine is coming to this ministry.
Yes. And We saw last year 250,000 people saved for the first time. That's where the battle
quarter
is.
Quarter of a million people
if you
from
think about
one ministry.
This, the battle is about the harvest.
Yes, it is.
But Jesus said, pray for laborers to go into the harvest because they're few. What you're saying is we can't get this done by just smoke machines and good music and big buildings. We're going to have prayer, intense prayer, as a united front and a united group of people, not worrying about what denomination we are, not worried about how we were raised growing up, but think kingdom. That's, you know, you're the one that taught me the real message of what the kingdom of God is.
Yes.
We see the terms in the Bible. Yes. It is the most misunderstood phrase that exists. Because when I grew up, all I heard was the church. And that was fine because you grew up the way I did.
Sure.
But I remember going to the great assemblies. We'd say, the great church, the church.
The great church of God.
The church now represents. Yeah. Here comes the great singers of the church. But you look at the Bible, and what does Jesus say? The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. It's kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. And I think what God is trying to do, now look at me, we're not doing away with denominations. We both have denominational backgrounds.
Yes.
We love the people we grew up
we
with.
Do.
I love the preachers that helped me get started. So help me, some of them are still living, including you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Tony.
That's all right. It's okay.
But here's the thing. I now see.
We see who's gray-headed here, right?
Oh, come on. I'm not going to go there. You're so funny. But here's the thing, though. If we look at this, we have to understand that A church can only do so much. A denomination by itself can only do so much. When we get everybody, you're going to say this in a moment, together around the red letter of Jesus,
the red letter teachings,
most King James Version Bibles and even New King James have the Jesus words in red.
Yes.
That's what we have to gather around. You can continue to believe maybe the little differences, and that's fine, doctrinal differences. But if we can get around what Jesus taught in red, and you did a whole series for 1 year on it, Paint the Town Red,
which is
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if we'll do that, and then we will focus in the fact that if you're the Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal or Charismatic, we are the kingdom. Whatever name we go by, if we follow what Jesus taught in truth, now it's time to go into those moments of intercessory prayer, which birthed the church and made it what it was. If we don't, if we fail, if we build our buildings, have our conferences, and do everything like we're doing it, but see, there are attacks of the enemy can only be stopped by prayer. There are belligerent people that God can remove that quick by stopping their breath who are hindering the gospel, but it only comes through prayer of God, let your will be done, let the kingdom of God go forward.
All right, so look at what the disciples
so
did. This always interested me. When you look at the disciples of Jesus Christ, they watched all these miracles. They watched him unstop deaf ears, open blinded eyes. They watched the lame man walk, the crippled people. They watched as he raised the dead to life. But nowhere did they come to Jesus and say, can you teach us how to open blinded eyes? Can you teach us how to unstop deaf ears? Can you teach us how to make the lame man walk, the crippled person? Can you teach us how to raise the dead? No. What did they say? Would you show us how to
pray?
That
is a powerful point.
Oh, my God.
Tony.
Listen.
I've known that, but the way you said it just now, it kind of hit me.
Yes.
Like a brick.
They didn't say for any of those things. Teach us how to pray. Because if you know how to pray, all those things will
be possible. You'll get answers.
Oh, yes.
So they were saying, we're watching you get answers. Every time you pray, every time you touch, every time you minister, we're not getting it. So you're going to have to teach us to pray to the Father the way you're praying.
When the little boy was brought to them,
wow,
and he would be thrown on the floor, on the ground by the demonic spirits.
Yeah.
And the father wanted the disciples to cast this spirit out, and they couldn't cast that spirit out. And so when Jesus comes down off the mountain, and they say to Jesus, here's this little boy, and so Jesus cast that demon out. What did Jesus say? He said, this kind of demonic spirit only goes out by much prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. See, he was teaching them about prayer. We must come together in this nation. That's why I put this together. We His people. You can go to our website, We His People, and you can plug in and you can become a part. We are not starting any kind of an organization. This is a prayer movement. We are going to join our voices together. Let me say something that I shouldn't even be saying today because we haven't gotten it done yet. But we're planning on a march on Washington in August of 2026. We're going to gather all the prayer warriors across this nation who want to be a part, and we are going to have a mighty move of God in Washington, D.C. You keep watching for the announcements to kick all of this off on June the 29th in Toledo, Ohio, Maumee area, on our campus, large campus. We have 57 acres. We're having a massive We His People rally. We have Brian and Jen Johnson coming, the Bethel Singers. We have several speakers. I won't even name all the speakers because we have so many of them, but you'll see it on the website. And we are going to have a powerful move of God today to actually kick all of this off. And we're going to start getting people to pray daily. We're going to put all the prayer needs all the time, legislatively, what's going on in Washington. What are the Listen, you just heard this week what the politicians are doing over the last few weeks. You see what they've been doing behind closed doors. They've been robbing us blind. They've been spending money on stupidity. And yet, God begins to move, and God takes the covers off. I've been praying for God to do this. I have a prayer I pray every morning. Oh, God, I want you to unveil. I want you to reveal the corruption of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Defense Department, the State Department. I want you to show what's there. I look at this and I see God answering this prayer of thousands, maybe millions of people. And this nation is in a period of turnaround, the likes of which we've never seen. My goodness, I'm so excited about what God is going to do with prayer.
And another thing, if I can add this, I don't want to go into the details, but there are individuals that you and I both know, we've been friends with for years,
yes,
that are now in this administration, and they're heading up a faith office.
In the White House.
In the White House. Now, has this ever happened
Never.
To your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
So what they're interested in is ensuring that if you are a true Christian, you're not going to come under an attack by a government
The government's
agency.
Going to stay out of the
yeah.
religious denominations
and
in this country.
And most people don't realize this, but a lot of what we hear about separation of church and state was under the Johnson administration. It was yeah. not in the Constitution.
No. It was
not
a letter
in
the Bible. That was written.
Yeah.
That's all that, it was. That it was not even an executive
that
order.
That was a letter from a Baptist pastor to, I think it was Jefferson. But when you get it to the modern day of keep the church out of politics, that came through Lyndon Johnson. And yeah. President Trump, our present president, has even brought that out in times past. We won't get into all that. But our goal and your goal should be to bring in the kingdom of God to the earth. You know, I love this verse over there in the book of Revelation where it deals with the great tribulation coming. It says, while the tribulation's going on
yes.
earth, and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is the tribulation, and the kingdoms of this world are now the kingdoms of
yes.
our God. And then it says the 10 kings. Now, this will blow your mind. You need to read it. That are under the Antichrist, that they are going to do God's will. That by giving their kingdom over, they are it says in the book yes. of Revelation, they are doing the will of God. So in the midst of everything that's about to happen in the future, the whole goal is get the will of God released in the earth, and then we as God's people, as the kingdom, follow it.
Unite
that's,
around
that's,
the kingdom.
That's where it, that's yeah. where it all, you know, comes
So this
in.
Is the reason I wrote this book on the kingdom, and it's a very powerful book. It's called Living the Fourth Dimension. The kingdom is the fourth dimension. When you begin to live the kingdom, you don't really focus on anything else. The kingdom is it. It is the government of God. Pray when you pray like this, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Get a copy of this book. Go to my website, tonyscott.tv. It's real simple. Or you can go to We As People. Anything that we have is always going to be offered on there. I want you to understand what's going on in this country. Judgment has come to Washington, D.C. Most of us, I didn't believe I would live to see the day, but thank God I have.
Mm-hmm.
And when judgment begins to come to the seat of government, when judgment begins to come to the house of God, you just watch the move of the Spirit of God.
Revival historically
it
has always followed.
Judgment.
We don't look at it negative. We look at the attacks that are inspired by Satan's
yeah.
negative. But you don't look at that negative because God has to get his house in order.
Yes.
That's why it said it begins with the house of God. See, God doesn't judge a nation. We always thought God would judge America. God's going to judge, you know, the West Coast, East Coast. No. What God does first is he gets his church straightened out. He gets the church straightened
yes.
out. And then when the church gets straightened out, which is what we're talking about, the prayer, the intercession, everybody's heart getting right, then you have him going to the nation. And then you have your revival breaking out.
So let me
no
tell you
question
something
about
that,
it.
Let me tell you something God said to me. He said, focus on my kingdom, and you will not have to be concerned about people or money if you will focus on my kingdom.
Mm.
If you will focus on my kingdom, if you will not focus on the attack of the enemy, if you will not give any place to the devil,
mm-hmm.
don't brag on the devil,
mm-hmm.
don't talk about what the devil is doing, talk about what I'm doing, talk about
mm-hmm.
my kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I released this book, two things have happened. There was an attack of the enemy, no question about it, and I had to live through it. It took me, somebody said to me, how long did it take you to write that book? 35 years. 35 years of study and prayer, because Lester Sumrall said to me, you must understand the kingdom and you must understand covenant.
Yeah,
and when
yeah,
I
yeah.
wrote that book and I released it, yes, there was a battle, but also there came a breakthrough, my friend. There is a breakthrough after that battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that breakthrough has been so phenomenal to me. Literally now, I'm praying about money for needs. And before I even go out and make an effort, somebody shows up with
wow.
a check.
Wow.
It's the absolute
And
God's
one of the
truth.
Things I'm learning too is when we pray prayers, and this is where a lot of people fall short, we're in covenant with God.
Yes.
So we need to do what they did in the Old Testament. Moses approached God when he was about to destroy Israel by saying, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he referred him back to the covenant he made with those three men. And it says God changed his mind. So my point is that when we begin to pray and we understand covenant prayers, which are kingdom prayers, it's parallel to each other. Yeah. Covenant, the kingdom of God. When we pray and learn how to pray, prayers based on, God, I have a covenant with you, something shifts in the spirit world. And you talk about grabbing the attention of the Father. It's when you remind him, as they did all through the Bible, I have an agreement. We have an agreement. And God would just, Moses would go and say, hey, you can't do this. And God said, yeah, you're right. You know, and Abraham would say, you can't kill Lot with everybody else. God said, yeah, you're right. They knew how to intercede using covenant. And that's what the kingdom is about, I think, part of it.
I just need to remind you, 5 years ago when your trial started, I came to you and I said to you, I don't know how in the world that you live through something like this, but I'm going to live through it with you. And I said to you, you will love what God's going to do with this. You will love it. You haven't always loved it. Here's the problem with us. I began to feel the pain, the emotion. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my mind, in my spirit. But God says, hang in there. Because when battle is over, oh, God, I'm going to send
it's
you
true.
A breakthrough.
It was true.
Yes.
It was true, buddy. You heard from the Lord, and you're still hearing from Him. Well, I want you to go to Tony's website to get the information on the prayer movement. And I want you to stay tuned because we always have a new offer from time to time. And this is part of one. And this helps keep Manifest on the air. So watch this and then come back for where we're going to be next.
Are you ready to unlock profound prophetic insights and explore the mysteries of God's divine plan? Harry Stone invites you to dive into an extraordinary teaching resource that unravels ancient truths, spiritual warfare strategies, and end-time revelations. Introducing a dynamic collection of audio teachings designed to equip and inspire believers in this prophetic season. This powerful prophetic resource features three insightful audio CD sets, plus a bonus CD packed with surprising revelations about the rapture. The first teaching of the two CD set is titled The Battle of the Gods and Beasts and dives into a stunning exploration of ancient false gods and their modern-day spiritual implications. Discover how Christ countered the dangerous idols of the Roman and Greek empires and how these revelations impact spiritual warfare today. The second CD examines the future two beasts rising, revealing how two demonically influenced men will fulfill key apocalyptic prophecies. The second two CD resource, Yahweh's Prophetic Clock, enters the much-debated subject of how God is counting prophetic time to establish the timing of the rapture. This teaching explains the mystery linked with the number seven and the numerous other prophetic cycles and patterns. This eye-opening two-hour teaching provides one of the clearest explanations of God's prophetic calendar, offering fresh insights that will deepen your understanding. The third audio teaching, When Angels Show Up, includes two compelling messages. The first reveals the angelic covenant of protection, an essential understanding for navigating this dangerous season. The second message, How to Release Angels During Prophetic Seasons, teaches how to access heavenly messengers during times of increased demonic and angelic activities as prophecies are being fulfilled. This is an important revelation on angels. We are also including a bonus CD, The Chaos of the Rapture. Within 48 hours after the rapture, the chaos of Revelation 6 will be unleashed. Learn how millions of people missing and the atomic effect of the rapture and resurrection will send the world into darkness and complete confusion. This comprehensive teaching package includes three teachings, six CDs, plus the unique single CD on the chaos of the rapture, offering over 7 hours of prophetic teaching. For a limited time, you can receive this prophetic teaching package for a donation of $30 or more. Call us toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. Or order online at perrystone.org. Additionally, you can write to us at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and enclose your gift of $30 or more to request CD package offer YP-147. This package is also available as a digital download on our website. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Well, as far as we know, this will be the last opportunity that you'll have to get this beautiful set of, actually, it's somewhere, I think, around 7 hours of teaching, if I'm not mistaken. And we know that from the response that we're getting, that people are saying, I didn't know that. I never understood that till now. I'm being taught a lot of things that are new to me. Thank you for the kind comments that so many of you send to us, letting us know how much the ministry is appreciated by you. You know, I have been preaching now 48 years, and I'm a fourth generation minister. My father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather were all in the ministry, and it has been a remarkable journey. But to live in these times, let me just mention this, every generation, sometimes it was World War, sometimes it was the Great Depression, it was the Vietnam War, it was recessions. There have been different things that have happened globally and internationally that have affected people's lives throughout modern time. And so the most important thing, and I want you to understand this, that God has on his mind is the end time harvest. Satan's coming down with great wrath, according to Revelation 12, knowing he hath but a short time. And of course, that verse says he accuses the brethren before God day and night, those that are in the assembly. It's a day and night, one accusation after the other, after the other, after the other. And so that's the end time plot of Satan. So our goal is to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Know who we are. We are not what people say we are. We are what God says we are. You need to hear that. Someone needs to hear that. And then we need to focus on the harvest. And that's what we're doing. We are developing some brand new outreaches that are going to be known. Our partners will be getting a very special letter with pictures and things at some point when we have everything ready to go. My wife has said, quit announcing and talking about it until it is done, and then talk about it. So that's, we're letting you know it's coming, but I've taken her advice and just decided to do things a little different from that, from the way I used to. But a lot of outreaches, a lot of global outreaches, and so, you know, your support is very much important for Voice of Evangelism Ministries, because we do not send out letters asking for finance. I've only sent one out in 48 years, and that's not a thing that we do normally. Sometimes we might feel led to, but it's very rare. So your support is needed to help us to continue the work, and we appreciate that so much. God bless you. Till next week.
America's premier international prophetic summit is coming in 2025. Come be a part of this dynamic conference April 23rd through 27th at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee. Hear world-renowned prophetic speakers Jonathan Kahn, Mario Murillo, Bill Cloud, Mark Biltz, John Kilpatrick, Joseph C., and your host, Perry Stone. These 14 services will answer hundreds of prophetic questions with insight and information. There is no fee to attend, but you must register for seating. Mark your calendars for April 23rd through 27th and register today. Visit perrystone.org for more information.